Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Reverend A, and we're excited about the next lesson in the workbook, lesson 237, Now Would I Be As God Created Me. So let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Now would I be as God created me. Today I will accept the truth about myself. I will arise in glory and allow the light in me to shine upon the world throughout the day. I bring the world the tidings of salvation that I hear as God my Father speaks to me. And I behold the world that Christ would have me see, aware it ends the bitter dream of death, aware it is my Father's call to me.
Christ is my eyes today, and his the ears which listen to the voice of God today. God, I come to you through him who is your Son and my true self as well. Amen. Now would I be as God created me.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. This realization, this acceptance and surrender and release of this realization that we are as God created us to be, this is stepping into our glory. Not from an ego perspective, not the ego itself, which is always looking to puff itself up and make itself special. None of that is here. You can't bring any of that specialness into this level of consciousness. No, this is a melding, a joining, a union, and relationship with the Holy Spirit. Nothing more than your right mind, your true self. And in that joining and in that beginning of expressing in the world at this higher consciousness, we literally begin to change the world we see. It begins to echo back to us in a new way. We've given it and claimed it at a certain level of vibration, a consciousness level of fear. And we've named it this and that. And we've condemned it here and there. But whatever we condemn, whatever we damn, whatever we judge, whatever we label, we bring a vibration to it and we claim it at that vibration and it echoes back to us at that vibration. So now then, if we would be as God created us to be, joined in union and relationship with our higher self, with our right mind, now with the vision of Christ, literally the vision of Christ, we see through the idealization that we've placed upon the world, the condemnation, the judgment, the naming and the claiming. We see beyond it. We let go of all of those images and vibrational attachments to all the things that we see, especially and also as well our brothers and sisters. And when we do this now, we see them in this present moment in their pristine innocence as expressions of love, as expressions of God. We see the God in all as God, and it's reflecting ourselves in this energy. This is really the culmination of the journey of enlightenment, the journey of awakening, the journey without distance that is closer than our breath. It is just an instant away for us to surrender our perspective, our perception, and release it, and joining within in this higher consciousness with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, we truly return to a state of being and expressing here as God created us to be.
And so this is really about stepping into divine identity, that everything, that this is really the bedrock of everything shifting, everything changing. And this lesson is repeated so many times throughout the texts and throughout the workbook lessons. Its importance, it has been said, if we simply grasp and understand simply this statement, that awakening is assured, that enlightenment occurs. And when is it saying? It's saying now. It's saying right now. Now is the time. Now I would be as God created me. So, am I willing to be found? Am I willing to believe this as my identity? Or do I distract myself believing and thinking that there's still more that I must do, still things I must clean up, still classes I must take, ways that I must be? What if none of that were true? What if really right now? Right now. This now. I would simply be as God created me. And take a breath and feel that. The end of bitter dreams of death. Seeing with the eyes of Christ, which means seeing with the eyes of my true identity, seeing love, sending only messengers of love forward that only bring back messages of love back to me. That now I have the ears to listen to the voice of God today, the call of God, right now. That as I be still and blossom as my true self, my identity of my oneness with God, as God created, as Christ, I abide here and now as God created me. I'm taking a breath and feeling that, feel that. All is well. All is good. Today's the day. Why not? Why not? Don't answer that. The thinking mind will think of all kinds of reasons.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, would I be as God created me?
Today, I will accept the truth about myself. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the truth. What's not true about it is all that we try to imagine it to be. And so this lesson requires diligence, patience, and practice. And so we follow the instruction and we attempt to set aside time today, each hour, to remember this mantra, to remember this prayer, to remember this statement of truth. Now would I be as God created me? We come to center, And we remember that we are responsible for the connection with Spirit. The responsibility is not on Spirit. The responsibility is on us to take those steps. And then if we can, once or twice today, set aside maybe even a few more minutes, 15, 20 minutes, to just meditate, to just practice in silencing the busy mind, the thinking self, and allow ourselves to be relaxed with no agenda, but to just be at peace and listen and be okay if we hear nothing and be okay if we feel or don't feel, but to be okay just as we are. Now, would I be as God created me? We'll read the prayer one more time and we'll close with this prayer. Christ is my eyes today, and his the ears with which listen to the voice of God today. Father, I come to you through him who is your son and my true self as well. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send